All right, sir. Well, let's just dig in there. I know we only have a couple of minutes left. I actually like to talk about the book for a second here. It's labeled as an autobiography that draws on lessons from others. And you talk about learning from three presidents, two of which you say illustrate the values at the heart of ethical leadership. Who were they and why?
The two presidents I mean are George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And the way they're very different people, very different politics, but a lot in common. I found that both of them had great respect for institutional values and things like the rule of law. You saw that in President Bush's refusal to pardon Scooter Libby, someone he was close to. And I saw that in him. I saw a very similar thing and other leadership traits. They both understood they needed to get people to speak the truth to them. That's the hardest thing for a leader to get. And so I was very impressed in different ways with both Presidents Bush and Obama.
Now, you mentioned truth, and I want to ask you a question. I hope you don't find flip. Is this all true, what you put in the book?
Yes. Not
flip. How does it feel to be labeled as a liar by the President of the United States in all this?
I kind of shrug. What am I? I can't control what, it doesn't appear that anybody can, what he says and does. All I can do is share and be as transparent as I can. And I hope people read the book, see that I'm pretty tough on myself and try to show people times when I've done things that I'm not proud of. I think if you take the entire picture together, it's hard to say what he says about me.
Looking back, would you change any major events in the past year, year and a half?
Yes, I would. If I had a magic wand, Hillary Clinton would never have had an email server, and Anthony Weiner would never have bought a laptop ever, because then the FBI wouldn't be in the middle of a nightmare. But as to the decisions, I don't have a magic wand, so as to the decisions, look, reasonable people can disagree, but I'm proud of the way we made the decisions because we made them for the right reasons, even if people disagree with the result. And so there is not a major decision that I would think about differently, even with a magic wand.
You're really in a media feeding frenzy here over this whole thing. I see you've got a town hall set with CNN next week, and have you been approached by Fox News to do an interview? And if you were, would you accept?
Oh, I approached them. I asked to go on Fox News. I have an interview set with Bret Baier, and I'm trying to arrange to go on Fox and Friends because I believe I should answer questions from everybody and try and be transparent with everybody. So, of course.
Now, we've got an Atlanta connection here. My final question for you, Atlanta area attorney Christopher Wray, now the director of the FBI. Any advice for him on how he conducts his job now?
No, just be yourself. He's a person of great ability and great character and integrity. I wish I was still the FBI director, but if I can't be, that's the kind of person you need. And if he's true to himself, the country will be well served.
Former FBI Director James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, is out now. Thank you for spending this time with our listeners.
Great to be with you.